know if anybody around here's ever had it.
All right,
if somebody's not living anymore, you'd be talking about, you know, and
talking about how good it was when it was living and everything, Miss So and So.
And you might say, I don't know when he, if he's not living anymore, you'd say, I don't know when he
died.
Yeah. Do you ever have any kind of way of referring to dead people instead of just saying they died, like they expired or something
yes.
like that? Or do you have any other way to talk about?
When anybody die, you say.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, I don't guess I do. I can't think now.
Right. I don't know, when I was a kid, we used to call it kicking the bucket.
Kicking the bucket? Sure, they done kicked the bucket in.
Well, if you was trying to find out what caused his death, you might ask somebody.
That's right. And they might say, well, they had the fever, or they had the pneumonia, or they had the TB,
mm-hmm.
or either cancer, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, and when they bury somebody, they take him out to the
cemetery.
Have you ever, I mean, are all the cemeteries you know about, like it on church grounds, or did you ever know of any of your folks that was buried like in a private lot, maybe out in the back of a house or something?
No, I didn't know. It was all my folks I ever went to was buried out in the cemetery. But now, Pastor Tallapoosie, his wife died, and he buried. I didn't go to a funeral, but I know the good. He played the piano at our church at Temple. And he buried her out from the house a lot. There's something to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Well, I know lots of times, I guess cemeteries around churches have been, as long as I can remember.
That's right.
But lots of times people would have, like, burying places.
Now, they're expensive. Down here, going from here to Cal, they got cemeteries of their own, out from their house, somewhere, you know, out across the road, cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
They bury their own lot and everything.
How spooky, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is.
let me just ask you yourself, how are you feeling, Hattie?
Well, I'm feeling pretty well to be as old as I am. Yeah, feeling pretty well to be as old as I am.
Well, you're looking good, too, I want you to know. If your joints get stiff and achy, you know, like maybe when it rains.
That's right. Well, mine get stiff and achy when it ain't raining. I guess it's the old age got me.
Well, or you might say they got a touch of...
A rheumatism.
Yeah.
But the doctor, man, they don't say rheumatism. But it ain't a thing with the old-time rheumatism. They say it's nasty arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say, arthritis. But it ain't a thing with the old-time rheumatism.
Remember a disease children used to have that they'd just strangle to death from, and that you'd get shots for it now?
That's whooping cough.
Mm-hmm.
Whooping cough. Yes, my children. Ooh, my children. When they, all four of them had the whooping cough at once. And they just, some of them puke up in the bed, and some of them puke up over high. Baby, they can't get out of bed. I just be up and down, night and day. I said, whoo! I said, these children don't make it get better. I'll be in Milledgeville. I'll be dead, because I ain't getting no rest.
I bet you were glad to get them well.
Yes, sir. Sure were. But you know, the thing that got that my children, Charlie's auntie, she's dead now. She said, I'll give you.